Nugget on Worship Radio 247. This is the Hour One Nugget for today, because it is the 11th day of the 11th month. And I wanted to bring you a message from John, the 15th chapter. And from verse 11, I'm going to read. It says this: I have told you these things, says Jesus, so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You know, I have been amazed by some of the testimonies that I've been listening to over these last few days, where soldiers are talking about their experiences during wartime, whether it be during the First World War, Second World War. Certainly there's no one to talk about their experiences now during the First World War, but the Second World War certainly, and Afghanistan and the conflicts in Iraq. It has been amazing to listen to some of the testimonies, especially during the remembrance service yesterday in London, in Whitehall. Some of the interviews there were fascinating, where people have testified that their friends went in front of them rather than that they would get a bullet, that their lives were saved, and how people who are still alive have risked their lives for others. Jesus says this: This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You know, when Jesus said that, I truly believe he had knowledge that he was going to the cross. I truly believe that. I know it in my heart and in my mind and in my soul. Because he loved us so much that that's what he did. He laid down his life for us. He didn't want to do it. He was in the Garden of Gethsemane not long before, and he said, when he went to pray, and he had asked Peter, James, and John to stay with him and pray while he went up a little further, and he came back each time to find them fast asleep. But Jesus went to pray, and he said, take this cup away from me, for I don't want to drink its poison. And in the face of that, Jesus was saying, I don't want to do this. In my flesh, I don't want to do this, but in my spirit, I know I must. Because then he went on to say, not my will, but your will be done, Father, as he talks to his Father in heaven. And as these wonderful men laid down their lives for their friends, they laid down their lives, actually, if you're in the West, certainly for you and for me. They were fighting for freedom and for what they believed in. They were fighting a war that they had not started. It wasn't them that decided to go to war. It was governments that had decided to go to war. But they went so that they could be there for their friends. The camaraderie is second to none. I watched a testimony of a man who was a soldier during the conflict in Northern Ireland. And as he was on patrol one day, he happened to be walking past this bog on his right-hand side, and he saw a child of 22 months who was drowning in this bog. He had no idea why. No idea at all. All he did was to go straight away to that bog and risk his own life to save that of that little boy. And he managed to save the little boy's life, and he saved his own life too, but he was risking his own very life for the life of that child. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Jesus says this right at the top of that passage. I have told you these things. I've told you these things for a reason. There's a reason why I'm telling you this. Now listen to the reason. The reason is this: so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. He's saying, if you obey my commandments, if you do what I'm saying to you right now, I am guaranteeing you something today, here and now. I am guaranteeing you this, says Jesus, that if you obey my commandments and do what I'm asking you to do, then you will be filled with the joy that I have in my heart. And then he goes on to say, your joy, that's your joy, will be overflowing. Beloved, don't you want your life to be filled with joy? Don't you want to stop worrying about all the issues in the world at the moment? Don't you want to quit worrying when the mortgage is going to be paid? Don't you want to stop being concerned whether you have a job or not? I just want you to think for a moment, as I was thinking yesterday when I was considering what I was going to say to you today on Remembrance Day. I was thinking, you know what, I could really use quite a bit of money. It would help us out here at Worship Radio 247. But I'm thinking about that awful typhoon that has happened in the Philippines, where thousands upon thousands of people have been killed and have been lost. And I thought about this one person walking along the road thinking, I haven't heard from my loved ones for ages. I don't know where they are. I don't know what's happened to them. I don't know whether they're alive. I don't know if they're dead. I've got no clue of knowing this. The electricity is down, so I can't phone. I just don't know what to do. Can you imagine the thousands of people that are thinking that in that sort of context right now? And then I have the front to think about my own concerns and my own worries and what I'm going to do and how I'm going to be paying my bills, if you will, when there are people around the world that are suffering to this greatest extent. It's just beyond belief. It beggars belief. And so consequently, on this very special day, I want us to spend some time during this hour one nugget that we would pray for the people in the Philippines, number one, and number two, that we would remember those who gave up their lives for their friends during any sort of conflict and war, or any act of bravery even. Father God, we humbly come before you today to remember those wonderful people who have been lost in the Philippines during this typhoon. And Lord, I pray for protection on people now who are suffering as this typhoon has moved away. Father, be with those people. Be with those people who have lost loved ones, Lord, and are grieving and are confused and are in a state of panic. Be with the government, Father, as they try and sort this horrible situation out. Let your peace reign over that land, Lord. And I pray in Jesus' name for those not affected by this, but living in that area. And we have listeners in the Philippines, Lord. I want to pray for them as well, that they would raise even more prayer. Father, let your spirit hover over that land, I pray in Jesus' mighty name, so that anyone who turns to you will be saved, as you say in your word. And Father God, I want to be with those who are thinking about their loved ones that were lost during any war or conflict. because those men have gone out, those women too, Lord, have gone out and given up their lives for their friends. Father, when they have given their lives for their friends, welcome them into your paradise, into your glory. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Beloved, I feel right now that the Lord wants to let you have a sense of his joy, that the Lord wants you to have his Holy Spirit in your life full to the brim right now in Jesus' name, as we worship in spirit and in truth here on Worship Radio 247. Allow God's love to pour over you now, because I know he's sending it. I know he's sending it, beloved. And he's doing that for you. Just turn to the Lord now and say, Lord God, I love you and I worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. Say it again. Lord God, I love you and I worship you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.